The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Boxer Katie Harrington will claim Ireland's fourth medal of the Tokyo Olympics after defeating Algeria's Aman Khalif. The Dubliner will win at least a bronze after a comprehensive win in the quarterfinals overnight. For more on this, I'm joined by Off the Ball's Owen Sheehan. I believe, Owen, not having seen the fight myself, not just a victory, but a commanding victory.
Absolutely. Kelly Harrington went into this tournament really as one of the favourites to win gold. There is trouble on the other side of the draw, but the expectation is very much for her to go all the way to the final. So today she was expected to win and win comprehensively. And expectations aren't an easy thing to manage, especially when you're in a sport where Ireland now expect to win plenty of medals each time. But God, did she handle those expectations so well. Khalif was an awkward opponent. A long reach. She tried to keep Kelly at arm's length, literally. But once Kelly stepped inside and got inside the reach, she did a lot of damage with every single entry inside her reach. And really, she destroyed her. It was actually kind of a shock that she only won the first round 4-1. It looked to me like she'd won the first round on all five cards, or should have done. Not the case. But afterwards, you can kind of tell from her interview, yes, she is delighted to be an Olympic medalist, but she's not that delighted that she knows it's the be-all and end-all. Thursday morning, 6 a.m, she will be up against Seeson Dee from Thailand, who beat Great Britain's Caroline Dubois in a cracking fight earlier on. It does look a tricky one. Seeson Dee looks excellent, but I think this will be the final fight where we can say Kelly Harrington is expected to win. So it could get even better come Thursday morning.
There was also some odd play acting on the part of Aman Khalif, if I understand it correctly. She was sticking out her tongue and smiling and all of the things you're meant to do if you're winning.
And making weird noises as well, according to Kelly Harrington, who went on to imitate them in her post-fight interview. The other thing that Harrington touched on in her post-fight interview was The Lion King. She actually cited Hakuna Matata twice in her post-fight interview, which is her attitude, I think it's fair to say, throughout the last little while. She is the last remaining boxer in action. She was the last fighter to take to the ring for Ireland. So there is that added pressure as well, given the mixed results for Ireland so far in the boxing ring. And very much all eyes are on her when it comes to the Olympic Games in general over the next few days.
Obviously, because of nationality, there is a huge interest in Ireland in Katie Harrington. But we can't ignore the result in the 400 metres men's hurdles.
Well, this was one of the most astonishing races in the history of the Olympic Games. Norway's Carsten Warholm shattered his own world record to win the 400 metre hurdles this morning. He clocked 45.94 seconds in Tokyo this morning. Just to give you context on that, his previous world record was 46.70. So almost a full
second. He dropped nearly a second
off his own world record, which he set just last month in Oslo. And if you look at the second place finisher, USA's Rai Benjamin finished with 46.17, which also would have broken that world record. And in third place was Alisson Dos Santos, who did 46.72, which was basically the world record. It is the fastest race we have ever seen in the 400 metre men's hurdles. And there are two reasons for this. Three. First of all, Carsten Warholm is a freak of nature and he's absolutely amazing. Second of all, he's got these special shoes that himself and Puma and Mercedes worked together to create. And third of all, this track is ridiculously fast. Now, please don't ask me to explain the science in any of those things, but those are the things that people who know a hell of a lot better than me are saying are the reasons.
I would assume shoes make a difference. I wouldn't have thought they make that much of a difference.
The thing is, there has been massive controversy over certain spikes over the past few years. Warholm has been incredibly transparent in terms of what he's done with Mercedes. It is a carbon plated sold to the shoe by all accounts, and this is what is allowing Puma and Mercedes to take this to the next level. All the information they've given have clearly been in accordance with what the IAAF allow, because they have forbidden certain things from being allowed. And the thing with Warholm as well, there will always be questions around a performance like this. But you look for the red flags. You look at the coaches, you look at maybe previous teammates or camps that he's been on. It's very hard to find any red flags at the moment. So it's an encouraging moment for athletics, while also being able to be totally enthralled by what we saw.
The other big news, of course, is Simone Biles is returning to competition after quitting an earlier event, citing her mental health. First of all, what has the reaction been like?
Well, I guess depressingly, there has been a mixed reaction to the Simone Biles story. But in reality, if you listen to what she is actually saying, I'm not sure how you can have a negative reaction to this. Because first of all, she is a competitor who wants to win all the medals possible. So it is not in her interest whatsoever to pull out. One of the reasons why she pulled out is she would have felt, certainly in the team events, that she would have been harming Team USA's chances. She's been experiencing what is known as the twisties, which, according to people who are good at gymnastics, is basically not knowing if you're upside down or the right way up when you're mid-air. So not only does that harm your team's chances, it's also incredibly dangerous to experience that. It's almost like the gymnastics version of the golfer's yips. So maybe when we see her on the beam, there's maybe less of a possibility of that actually developing.
Yes, and nobody gets killed from the yips.
Well, correct. It's far higher stakes. And it's on a purely selfish level, and I think I speak for a lot of sports fans here, it has been devastating not to see Simone Biles during this Olympics in full flow, because if I had to pick one event or set of events before the Olympic Games, it was to see Simone Biles in full flow, and she would have known that as well. She wanted to proceed, so I don't see how anybody can say she's not up to it or she doesn't have the mentality or not. This was a big deal for her, needless to say.
And the unfortunate thing, I suppose, now is all of the pressure will only increase because of the public attention that has poured on since this decision, which can't make her life any easier.
For sure, but she was going to be possibly the most famous athlete in the entire Olympic Games anyway, so I think that pressure already existed. She's had to have the heavy burden of being Team USA's greatest, possibly ever, gymnast. So I think she's used to the pressure, but you're right, she is in the spotlight and her headlines and her name has transcended sport all around the world.
So remind us, 6 a.m. Thursday for Katie Harrington's next fight.
Kelly Harrington, 6 a.m. Thursday, and we're going to see her against that Thai boxer who is pretty impressive.
We will keep our fingers crossed. Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, thank you so much.